They were all sent to us. The only one we don't have is the first one. It wasn't recorded. The others have been sent to you by Mr. Ball. And the ones that have checked in on it, needing it to be approved Wednesday, is Rebecca Scher, so they can take it to our buying consultation meeting on the 6th.
So we actually have one transfer due?
His, or some of them, but Rebecca actually did.
Oh, really?
Yes. And they're only missing that one.
Okay, the 14th, well, yeah, I don't remember anything about it. I wouldn't even question.
It's on the same agenda item. There's no change in the agenda. It's not even changing to the 6th. Council.
So I'm understanding we need to approve or reject these notes, these from the minutes, from the, or reports from the buying, from Rebecca Scher on Wednesday.
Yes. Okay. With that, the minute meetings, how many pages were they? 96?
30, and then, I don't know what that was.
And I have a request, Councilwoman, this morning. We'll have those available to you, and then we'll check on that for next.
Again, where, again, huh? Where was it at?
It's on page 2.
Are we on B, 6B?
Yes.
Okay, are we talking, what meeting minutes?
Well, we're the only two that are there.
Talking about?
The ones that Mr. Rock had sent you?
For what meeting?
Excuse me?
Yes, ma'am.
I feel that we need to do that for the meeting minutes of July 2014, August 2014, February 2016, to September or October of 2016. No? I don't remember us approving anything.
Last month they were approved, or not last, the month before that they were approved. Last month, it's been, because we tabled on September.
So it's September and October we did that here.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Quick, more than other questions, Mr. Chairman?
Please.
May I look at my phone for a minute? I wrote an email today from, I believe it was today, from one of our employees. And just for clarification, I'd like to know, I believe in the email, it said that we are to vote by email now. We did vote by telephone voting, but now we're going to vote by email?
I saw that when you identified that request, that has never been a procedure here anymore.
Okay, I just was confused.
Council.
I guess I missed the email part. What were we talking about?
It was the one that Lou sent us on meeting minutes on November the 8th, 2006, is when I got mine. And it says, if you have any corrections, I'll be glad to review them and correct them before the next business meeting, or if you approve them, please email me.
Should be done in open meeting anyway.
My understanding of that question, and I guess we have to ask Lou, my understanding of that question was that we, if we either say we're approving them at the way they're written, or we give him the corrections, and then he would have them ready to present for a vote. I didn't take that as being, he was asking to have a heads up on any requests that we had to change, or saying, I'm good with it, so he didn't have to track us down and find out if we did with it.
Well.
Chairman.
Councilwoman.
Saying you're good with them, to me, is another way of voting on them. I guess I didn't get that email.
Council.
Thank you. I agree with Councilman Crum that I believe the procedures are, what's going on is that Lou's ensuring they're accurate enough to present for approval in general.
Council Raver.
So I think we're still in line with the expectations of what we need to do for minutes. Because I review them, and then I just send them approve or like them, you know, or I'll make a change, whatever. That's what I would do. So you have them ready to present.
Well, we just did a form the other day that said we're following the rules, so I just wanted to clarify what are the rules. Are we voting by email or whatever, so we're not, okay.
We are not.
Okay, good enough. Thank you.
Okay. Then I'd like to move on to committee reports. Board, you have something?
Thank you, Chairman. If you turn to tab 7, you'll see a draft agenda for the summer.
It's on, under 8.
Is it 8? Mine was 7.
Mine was 8.
Okay. So, I'd like your comments, questions, whatever. Wednesday, we're gonna go ahead and forward it with the council approval to our summit committee for direction. And there's still a couple items we're waiting on.
Colleen, you got a drug group to?
Christie's handling all that.
That's, yes.
Only thing that the mineral council has been tasked with was putting the speaker series together. Now, we, unfortunately, Mr. Yates, Councilman Yates was also tasked with me, but unfortunately, he's kind of had some issues, and so we've been trying, I've been asking Lou to contact Mr. Yates and for his input, and he seems to be okay with what's going on, the feedback I got from Lou. So we're just driving forward with.
Is there a time?
Sorry?
Time.
Time, well, right now, the.
When does it start?
It starts at 9.
Okay. It's 9 right here.
The morning session will be geared directly toward answering producers, lessees, questions on how to run a lease, what to expect, what are you doing now, what's coming in the future. And we'll have EPA there. I'm praying the Bureau will be able to come, our representatives thereof. Don Smith and Tom McKay, EPA SPCC groups agreed to come. Jim Hesser, who's worked at Phillips for many years in enhanced oil recovery, he's agreed to come. And I would like, since Ms. Phillips is talking a little bit about one of our producers, maybe asking them to come and give us an update, which is exciting to me, but we could talk further afterwards. The reason I'm asking silently is because I think there's some issues as far as the topic, whatever, that we want to make sure we're okay with.
Very good.
Making public information public.
Holly, Cogenes, they always like to come to our.
Cogenes?
Yeah, they're archaeologists, there's, yeah.
Cogenes.
Chris Cogene, I believe it is. Yeah, they like to come, you know. Whether they're asked or not, they even like to show up.
You know, right now, we've got ABB covered.
Mm-hmm.
We've got owner, ONRR. Got a guy coming in, plus Mitch has agreed to come,
mm-hmm.
and I think his co-worker. You know, what do you need to know, producer? What's coming, what's coming, and I got a guy who's doing it somewhere else. So he'll be there to answer questions, and that's kind of where the presentations are going.
Well, I think they sound good. I think what you got lined up is good.
Thank you.
Keep it within a day, okay. You know, a day's worth.
I'm sorry. One last thing, if I may.
Yeah.
Christy said, I didn't know this. We got a dinner. So it's 9 o'clock, lunch, afternoon, dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think there's going to things afterwards. But I didn't know about the dinner. So if you have any thoughts on a dinner speaker, please let some people know or me know. Lou's our contact. Contact Lou on want to speak, and I think I talked to several of y'all who had ideas. Douglas McCourt, he's not Chris Deschini's, we asked for him, couldn't make it. So we graciously met with Doug McCourt at EPA, DOE, Energy for Indian Development. That was myself and a couple others. Councilman Tishwal was there, and I think Councilwoman Boone was there. And we met McCourt, who seemed very technical on Indian development. So kind of like, what do we need to do to expand our leases? In the afternoon's kind of flavor. Do we need to get more involved? You know, what are the opportunities out there? Maybe thinking differently on how we do leasing, or, you know, how can we get these leases that are going away back? It's kind of the afternoon talk.
Council, anything to add? Yes, sir.
I have nothing to add to this, but I do have a question.
Yes, sir.
We had a kind of a short notice phone call with the EPA about the 4 point whatever down there. That came in while we were in Arkansas.
Yes, sir.
And it was at the exact time we were meeting with the doctor, so I wasn't able to get in on it. Was there any changes to shutdowns and stuff that they were doing because of that 4.0?
No.
Unfortunately, I wasn't on that call either. I was out, but from my understanding, then it was basically status quo. Is that correct?
For us. Yes, sir. We didn't.
Of course, there's been another one since that one too. So
felt that one.
Okay. Just go ahead.
On that same vein, I chatted with some folks out in the field here in Osage, which I didn't know this. Just want to confirm that. I believe we might be taking our production in those zones under vacuum, which is totally different from what we're seeing across our border.
And I can tell that.
Yeah,
highest pressure of the
what you're saying there.
So
that's what I put in the conference call with them last, mm-hmm. actually. Exactly.
It's not being pushed down a hole like it is.
It's vacuum versus slamming it down.
Mm-hmm. That's the reason I keep pushing for the EPA to say, you're in charge of us. Why don't you identify our particulars? And so, yeah, I think that I've done checking with nearly everybody. Of course, Devin is not actively injecting that. But I never did find out whether when they were in full production of those wells, whether they had to do any, but they started off on vacuum. I know that. But so the rest of them, I think, will turn out to be just as what the councilman said, that it's taking our water on vacuum still.
Yes, sir.
Our buckets.
I would like to entertain a motion to adjourn.
I make a motion to adjourn.
I second.
Second by Councilman Ford to adjourn. Councilman Redcorn, second by Councilman Irvin. No discussion, call for question, please.
Councilman Crum?
Yes.
Councilwoman Irwin?
Yes.
Councilwoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Councilwoman Boone?
Yes.
Councilman Tishwal?
Yes.
And our closing comment before hitting this gavel is in remembrance of all the families of our veterans. We ask the blessing for them, their lost loved ones, and our soldiers in the field. Thank you all. Thank you, Superintendent.
Thank you.
You see with them, they're only the sergeant's, their archaeologist.